Hi, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking about Revive Fest, and we've got Pastor David Grimm from Creators Praise. And before we get into Revive Fest, I got to ask you, how are things going at Creators Praise right now? And tell us a little bit more about that ministry.
Yeah, things are going pretty well. Actually, Jeff, something that I wanted to share was this morning I got an interesting text where someone asked me the question, why do we exist? You know, it's kind of like one of those meaning of life things. And I immediately thought of our name, Creators Praise, because we picked that name because we were created for the glory of God, for His praise. And it's nice that someone would come and actually ask, well, why do we exist? And have it built right in there. So things are going really great right now. During this summer season, we've decided to go into two worship services. So we thought that we might see a decline as a result of that. Instead, we've seen that grow a little bit with new guests and visitors. We have our morning service, which is meeting at the Engedi Campground. And we meet out there primarily as an outreach to our campers so that maybe there's someone there that would look for a worship opportunity, or maybe there's someone there that's never been to such an opportunity, and we want to invite everyone to experience that. So we do that, and we've had great turnout for that. And then in the evening, we have another gathering, which we meet, and then we have dinner together, and so it's a great fellowship experience as well. So we've been really experiencing some closeness, even though we've divided our congregation in half.
Oh, that's cool. And talk a little bit about where you guys are located. Mendon, right?
So yes.
And kind of right downtown. It's an interesting spot for sure.
Yeah. So the downtown is starting just now to see some renovation. We're excited about some of the stuff that's happening in the community around us, which is why we wanted to be there. For example, the building right across the parking lot from us is right at this moment being converted over into an ice cream parlor. And so now we're thinking, what are all the things that we can do to reach out to people as they come to get some ice cream to cool off and refresh? And maybe there's some ways that we'll be able to connect with them. Around town, we're seeing other businesses open up, which is part of why we wanted to add to the vitality of that town with a Christian presence. And so now people are going to be walking down the sidewalk to a nerve center where they get to go in for nerve treatment and in the process pass right by us, and we get the opportunity to expose them to an invitation to Christ as well. So a lot of things like that are happening in downtown Mendon, and we're right on the river. So of course, during the summer season, we have all the boaters going by and then the summer activities and festivals that go along with being in the middle of a community. So pretty exciting time right now.
Ah, that's very cool. Okay, so switching gears, and for those who may not know, what is Revive Fest?
Well, Revive Fest used to be Engedi Music Festival, and when we started it, it was just a little festival intended to bring churches together in our area. I actually thought it would be more like a battle of the praise bands, and except no praise bands showed up, so that became a little challenging. But we've had so much fun just bringing people together around music and the word that we continued on and built off of it. And now we have a very, I think, very large Southwest Southern Michigan regional, really a regional festival that includes major bands from all over the nation. And we draw from all over the Midwest to come to this little town that nobody can even pronounce the name of, Leonidas, just so that you know. But most people say Leonidas. And so, yeah, we have a great opportunity out there to draw people in and to send them out with a message that we're able to help and shape. And so we do that through workshops, activities, music, presentations from the stage. And then we also have some of your basic festival activities, including a lot of food vendors. So it's just a great, great couple days, actually about 4 days from beginning to end when we close it off.
And this is at this really cool campground, the Engedi Campground. And talk about the lineup that you have there too.
Yeah, it's kind of we're really designed for something like this because we're a small campground that doesn't really put a lot emphasis on just maintaining our regular camping structure, but opens ourselves up to doing an activity or an event like this. It's out of the box for most. This year, we have some major headlines, liners lined up. Danny Gokey will be our Saturday night headliner. He'll be opened by the Afters. So if you've heard any of their music earlier in the afternoon on Saturday, we also have Leanna Crawford and Dan Bremnes coming in. And then on Friday night, we bring in Jordan St. Cyr, and he opens for Torrin Wells, who was a graduate from Battle Creek Central, so kind of a local guy, and that was the connection. So he was highly requested because of some of his roots in the area, but he currently has the number one song in the nation in contemporary Christian music, so that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And not only great music, but there's so much more going on that campground. So talk a little bit about, from food trucks to a little bit of everything, a rock climbing wall this year too?
Yeah. So we have a group that volunteered to come in and host some of these activities for us, Cranhill Ranch from Big Rapids. And they're coming in, they're bringing a rock climbing wall, archery tag, archery and axe throwing. So some fun things from them. We also have our workshops, which are going to be kind of neat this year because we have some of our headline or some of our artists are also leading our workshops. One, Leanna Crawford, who has a special ministry and heart for young teen girls, is leading a workshop on Saturday morning. And then Sean Rodriguez, he's an interesting story because he came to us and asked if he could have a part in Revive Fest. And he's virtually unknown, but he has some good, strong history, having participated in Winter Jam and other big tours like that. And he came and pretty much volunteered to come for gas money. And he's going to lead a workshop now on leadership. He's opening for our opener on Friday night. We get a bonus of having him come. He was going to come by himself, and then afterwards got so excited, he said, you know what, we decided to bring the whole band. So he's just a great guy with a real heart for this. And then Saturday, he decided he wanted to stay around for another day. So Saturday, he's going to be there, and we've asked him to be one of our speakers. And so really excited about hearing his message, especially with his ministry background. Ministering to youth and teens. So I think it's going to be a great weekend.
And I know last year was amazing, had the great music, so many other things happening. But one of those things was one of the success stories that we talked about just before going on the air here. Tell us about that. It just a great story in how God is working in and through Revive Fest, right?
Yeah. So Our goal really is to bring ministries together and create opportunities for God's reviving work to have its impact on people that otherwise might not be exposed to these things. And we had an organization here that came that had experience with people trying to battle drug addiction and the like. And so during the process of the weekend, a person that was brought by a group came to a new relationship with Christ, and he had been a drug user. In fact, he brought his drugs with him and turned them over to one of our security guards there, and then went to this organization and immediately enrolled in rehab. So we had that great experience. Oh, I don't think I told you this, Jeff. He also went with the person who brought him down into the St. Joe River and was baptized. So this was a home run for us. And the exciting thing is there were other stories like that going on all throughout the entire weekend. Many of them we never heard, but those that we did are exciting just like that. People that had walked away and came back, people that just were way down in the dumps and all of a sudden lifted up. And then those that never knew what it was to be a follower of Christ, or what Christ had done for them and what he promises for them, suddenly being made aware of that. And so it's a pretty exciting time.
So why don't you let people know what kind of tickets or packages are available that are out there right now?
Yeah, so there's still opportunities if you want to come, but you're a distance away. We have some primitive campsites available. And by primitive, I mean they're primitive. We mow a field and you get to set up your tent there. We also do have a couple remaining RV spaces in that field, in an adjoining field where people can park and run a generator if they want to come fully enclosed. We have tickets available online at, you go to myrevivefest.com and you can see all the information about everyone, including our second stage. I didn't even mention that. We've got a whole second stage that brings in regional artists from Detroit to Chicago. And so that's pretty exciting to have them going as well. And then you can get tickets through that. For 2-day ticket right now is, I think, $60. Or you can even just get a Friday or Saturday ticket as well. And then if you wanted camping, you would have the option of camping for those two nights and adding a third night if you wanted to come early.
And you'll have things going on throughout the whole weekend, including a service on Sunday, correct?
Yeah, we like to set this all up with worship at the beginning, at the front end, and at the back end. So we start with an opening worship on Thursday. And on that night, we have one volunteer who really went overboard this year. I love this volunteer. And she decided it would be great to have a reception with pulled pork, a full-on meal. And so we're going to have our worship, and then we're going to have a campfire with a meal where all the sponsors and campers and volunteers are able to come and participate in that worship, opening worship service, where we commend it all to God. And then we come back Sunday morning, and the same volunteer is hosting a coffee reception before our worship service. And then we'll close with worship. Leanna Crawford, who's our artist that's gonna stay over, she'll be leading us in our worship music that morning. And we'll just give glory to God for everything that he allows us to do in his name. So
I know one of the other things that you're excited about are the food trucks. And if you don't want to do a hot dog by the grill, there's some great options out there, aren't there?
Which, by the way, hot dog is not bad because that's actually our vendor. So we get all, but we have a lot of good food vendors here. We've got everything from fire. What do you call that? Fire oven pizza or something like that. We've got tacos. We've got,
I'm sure there's a barbecue one, right?
Goodies like the lemonade and the cotton candy and all of those goodies that are typical. But last night at our meeting, another food truck had made a request and we had already closed it all off. And this food truck happened to be a hibachi. Yeah. And so everybody said, let's make room for one more food truck. So we got another one coming in with some really great food options for those that are coming. Ice cream. Did I mention ice cream?
Yeah, there's plenty of sweets out there, as I remember, for sure.
Yeah.
It all happens at the end of July, July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Definitely check it out. Go ahead, give them one more time how people can check it out, how people can get tickets.
Yeah, go to myrevivefest.com. You can also look for us on Facebook. That's where all the updated activities and announcements are taking place. So if you want to know what's been happening or what's going to happen, go there and you'll get some more details on everything.
Awesome. Yeah, and we'll also have those links and a bunch more information in our show notes right here in this podcast as well. So, Pastor, we want to thank you so much for joining us and wish you best of luck. I know it's going to be another awesome weekend there in July.
Looking forward to it, and thank you for the opportunity to come and share.
You bet. We also want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.